BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We help someone get into university with this free download. My friend Unlucky Gary is going on a French exchange trip about 12 years too late. And we may have found some bad news for the bloke who thinks he's related to Eddie Redmayne. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Ben Woodall on Twitter says, "Oh, I thought this was going to be the John Barrowman version. You know how much I'd hate that. If Chris was here, though, he would want me to play this."
This is Tonight's the Night. Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
It's John Barrowman on Saturday Night Television, singing the theme tune. Okay, good.
I got a feeling.
Oh, no, I can't listen to any more on this. Make it stop.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good
This is never okay. Okay, take it off. Today, my friend Unlucky Gary in another unlucky situation that he's got himself into. And Greg James is putting a suit on right about now. We'll speak to him from the build-up to the Brits a bit later on. Thanks, John Barrowman.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, we've got someone listening by the hotel pool on holiday season in Cyprus right now. Sometimes they listen to the podcast, but they've managed to get them to put it on by the pool in Cyprus. But sadly, the Wi-Fi isn't free. You know what to do. Find the hotel manager's name, the guy that owns the hotel, and then put 2015 in, and that will be the Wi-Fi password. I've told you before, anywhere in Greece. For instance, when I was there, his name was George. And at the time, it was 2013. Just put George 2013, and it'll work. Scott Mills here. Looking back through the pictures of when Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran came to visit Grimmy on The Breakfast Show yesterday. Grimmy appears to be in bed on Instagram at the moment, getting ready for the Brits, maybe having a little snooze. Anyway, just looking through the pictures, and you know how on the Daily Mail Online they're obsessed with what people are wearing and they go into quite a lot of detail to describe it? So under Taylor's picture outside our building, it says, "The 25-year-old singer looked amazing in a gradient navy skater dress and ox blood heels with just a slight shade of pink lipstick." And then because Ed Sheeran wears the same every time, they're like, "Ed kept it casual." That's it. What else can you say about a black T-shirt and black jeans? Okay, Inyona Bingo was amazing yesterday. Tom Kerridge was on, off of Pies, and he absolutely loved it. I think we need to do a rematch with him. If you want to laugh this afternoon, get the video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. It's A Taste of Britain and Janet Street Porter. What is it about these cooking shows that makes people just not able to keep their mind on the task in hand? Janet.
You okay with that? You just do a bit of stirring? Yeah, okay, anyone up for a bit of knob tossing?
Oh, and we're off. So much better when you watch it. Greg James and Tom Kerridge on Innuendo Bingo yesterday. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube. It turns out that knobs were a type of bread roll. Now, Tom, I'm right in saying you can just go, because I know you're full of water. You do get to go to some quite special places for your shows, don't you? I have never been to anywhere like this.
My butcher Andy's going to break it down and give me his top picks.
Thanks for letting me into your secret meat cavern.
Absolute pleasure, Tom.
I got a tweet from him later in the day going, "I'm on the way back to Marlow on the train. My pants are all wet." Tom Kerridge, what a ledge. Let's have him again soon on Innuendo Bingo. I also saw that Adam Woodyatt, who is Ian Beale, tweeted Tom Kerridge yesterday to say he heard the end of that and thought it was very funny. So here starts my campaign to please let's get Ian Beale on Innuendo Bingo. Adam Woodyatt knows about it because he heard the Tom Kerridge one yesterday. I think we'll all agree that that will be a brilliant booking. I'm on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few people listening on the way to the Brits today, like Amber and Lou, currently on our way to that London to pick up our tickets for the Brits tonight and to check into our apartment. Very excited. And also John and friend Scott on the way to the Brits, relying on Radio 1 to get us through the next 260 miles of our journey. Also, Paul's been on saying, "It's been a tough week at work. I need Bumble Wednesday and you need to make it big." Don't worry about it. Let's all just decide what time we're going to do it. I think after After two, I think, we'll bumbleo today. Even though Chris isn't here, I'll make it a big one. Also, this is a good email from Lucy, who's been on, saying, I am currently in my last year of sixth form. A few weeks ago, I went to my dentistry interview at Cardiff University. The night before, I had been listening to some of your old podcasts for relaxation purposes, dating back to when Becky was on the show.
Hey.
It was the one where you talked about the weirdest or the most absurd interview questions with Becky. To my astonishment, the next day, the day of my interview, I was asked the same question you discussed on the show on the podcast I was listening to, which was, how do you get an elephant slash giraffe into a fridge? I used the answer you guys talked about, and the best is, I now have a place at Cardiff Uni for dentistry. Just wanted to say thank you. I'd have been totally stumped if it wasn't for you guys. That's great. We got you a place in dentistry at Cardiff Uni. And that was all us. We'll take full credit. The answer, by the way, is open the fridge, put the giraffe in, then close the door. And then for the elephant, it's open the fridge, take the giraffe out, you see, and then put the elephant in and close the door, in case you were wondering.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, yeah. Are we ready to do this, do you think, yet?
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Yes? Let's wait till after 2 o'clock. I'm not ready yet. Remember my friend Unlucky Gary? He was the guy, well, he's the guy in our group of friends where everything unlucky happens to. You know, there's always one mate. And it's like, oh, that's just unlucky. Let's not forget the time when Gary was involved in the student riots just on a day trip to London. Just wanted to go and see Big Ben in the Houses of Parliament and got kettled for 4 hours. Couldn't leave. Then there was the time where the cockroach ran up his leg on a holiday to Thailand. He was sick on himself on a date. Then there was the time where Jay-Z laughed because someone hit him in the face at a party that I took him to. So many things that are unlucky have happened to him. He got stuck in a car wash. There was a time where the homeless guy asked him for directions and then fell on him. And the latest instalment of Unlucky Gary's Unlucky Life is coming up for you next. We've not spoken to him for a while.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Caroline says, I know what you mean. My friend Ben is the one in our group of friends who is just the unlucky one. Everyone's got one of those friends where they just seem to attract unluckiness, unlucky situations. And for me, that's my friend Unlucky Gary. Hello.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, how are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Well, it's not true. I saw you last week, but it's been a while since you've been on the radio.
Yeah.
Now, can you just talk us through where you are at the moment, Gary?
I'm just at Luton Airport, waiting to board a flight to France.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing when you're in France?
Well, I had a few drinks one night, and my French friend asked me to go and stay with his family in France.
And this is your friend, is it Melvin?
His name's Melvin, yeah.
And he's off of France.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said to you, why don't you come over to stay with me and my whole family in Grenoble?
Yeah.
And you seemed to think that was a good idea after some drinks.
I know, at the time.
And you said, yeah, I'd love to do that. And now today,
like a good idea.
Today's the day where you're actually flying to France.
Yeah.
You looking forward to it?
Dreading it a little bit. It's going to be a bit awkward, I think.
And now you're actually going?
Yeah, and I don't speak French and they don't speak English after all. I think his dad, he only knows the word pineapple in English.
But you're putting yourself into an immediately unlucky situation. You're not even there yet. Why are you,
I know.
Why have you done this?
I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it. And apparently tonight we're having snails and frog's legs.
Of course you are.
So, yeah.
Oh, can you please record some stuff while you're there? Maybe we'll call you tomorrow. When are you meeting the family?
I think either this evening, I think, or tomorrow.
Okay, so maybe we can call you, and in the meantime, we'll research some good phrases for you to say to break the ice.
Okay, that'd be helpful.
Basically, you're on a French exchange. Hey! How old are you?
26.
Yeah, so like maybe 12 years too late, maybe more.
Yeah, I never did it at school, so I'm just catching up now.
So you never went on French exchange?
No.
But you're doing it now, you're 26.
Yeah.
Do you think there's ever been anyone that's done this at this late stage of their life? Not that you're old, but I'm just saying, like, French exchanges are normally for teenagers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone else has done a French exchange this late.
I didn't do it then. I don't know why I'm doing it now. It'll be fine.
Can you tell me about the the picture they sent the other day?
Yeah, he just sent a random picture with a single bed covered in a ravioli.
Why was that?
I think that's probably the bed I'm staying in.
It was a single bed. You showed me the picture and they just made some fresh, like, made their own pasta, right?
Yeah, and it was just laid on the bed, but loads of it.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll clear it off by the time you sleep in it.
Hopefully.
What French do you know?
Bonjour.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know much at all, really.
Okay, what else? Think about it.
Écoutez la musique means I'm listening to music.
Yeah.
That's all I really remember from school.
That's it, right?
Comment à part deux, but I don't even remember what that means. That's about it.
Right, that's it then.
Yeah. And merci.
Comme ça.
What does that mean?
You just say, oui, comme ça, back.
Comme ça.
Mm.
What's take the ravioli off the bed in France?
I don't know, but take the ravioli off the bed. I need to sleep in it. I'll find out for you, though. People will text in now.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll text you these because you won't be able to listen while you're on the plane.
No, text me.
I do like it that you've just agreed to this after a couple of drinks, and now you're off to Grenoble, and you'll be there in a couple of hours with a French family you've never met before who don't speak a word of English, and you don't speak French.
No.
What's tonight going to be like?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hopefully they'll get the Van Blanc out. That's white wine.
Okay.
Do you think, like, out of all the situations you've put yourself in, this might be one of the potentially unluckiest?
One of, but probably not the worst. I'm sure it'll be okay.
Thing is, Gary, you do have previous. Generally, unlucky things do happen to you. You're that person in our friend group.
Yeah.
Let's get some updates tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Maybe if you could sneak into another room where they can't hear you. Not that they would understand you anyway.
No, they wouldn't. No.
If anyone else has any stories of things that could possibly go wrong on this French exchange from past experience, text me on 81199. Just so I can warn Gary not to make the same mistakes. Okay, are you nearly out of Luton now?
Yeah, my plane's boarding, so.
Okay, good luck with that, and I'll speak to you when you're in France.
Okay, speak to you later.
Hello?
Hello.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, we need to bumble out soon, I think. We all need to be aware that it's like halfway to the weekend. George Ezra coming up. Also, Sunset Suns, that track Medicine, which I'm enjoying. And Nero with Satisfy. Right now, my friend Unlucky Gary is on the way to France. He's on a plane going to stay with his French friend and his French friend's family. They don't speak English. Unlucky Gary does not speak a word of French. It's an Unlucky Gary disaster waiting to happen. I was just asking for other stuff that you might have experienced on a French exchange, and I can pass it on to make sure he doesn't make the same mistake. Naomi, hi.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Where are you?
I'm just at uni in Exeter.
Okay. What's your French exchange trip, please?
So basically, I was on French exchange 6 years ago, and every morning at 6:30, my French exchange partner's little sister, who was like 5 years old,
okay, hang on. No, right, you're going to have to slow down a bit because it's just a posh noise.
Okay.
Okay, no, it's fine. Just rewind. So you went on a French exchange trip. Sorry, it's just that the less posh listeners won't understand you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was trying to translate.
And again.
Okay, so basically, at 6:30 every morning, the little sister would come into my room and, like, not only would she sit on me and wake me up, causing me to lose sleep, she'd fart on me, and it was really weird. I really didn't like it.
Who's farting on you?
My French exchange partner's little sister.
Right, so the person you go on French exchange with has a little sister, and she decides to come into your room and fart on you every morning at 6:30.
Yeah, it was really, really weird. I don't know if it was, like, some kind of, like, French alarm clock. But, like, tell Gary to watch out.
Okay, so I tell Gary to watch out, then?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks. Also, watch my campaigns video.
Oh, have you got a campaign video?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have a look. Love you, bye.
Great arms from
Q-Stew.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Hi, Cara.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. What warning have you got for Unlucky Gary?
If he's ever watched the film Moulin Rouge, he'll probably know that there is a song, the main theme tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that I didn't know the translation when I was younger, and I was trying to speak French to someone I knew. Well, I didn't really know her, and she didn't speak in English, and I tried to tell her, I was like, oh, I like French music, and I tried to sing the song, and she kind of looked at me a little bit weirdly and sort of laughed. And it was only years later I meant that I had a bit of an awkward translation.
Oh, so is this on your French exchange trip?
Yeah, it was kind of a French exchange, but it wasn't like with a school or anything.
Okay. Now,
so, yeah, I was about 14.
The lyrics you were singing were... Who are you saying this to?
Just some girl that I'd never met before.
Sure. And do you know what it means now?
I do know what it means now, yeah. And that's why, I thought I'd warn Gary not to sing any of that too.
Okay, so my tip to him, just don't sing Lady Marmalade by Christina Aguilera, Maya and Pink.
Yeah, don't sing that song. Oh, yeah. It will end very badly. Okay. Especially not to his friend's parents, because they might not invite him back again.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for the tip.
That's okay.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Also, I've been told to warn my friend Unlucky Gary about any kind of garlic eating contest they might make you do, because it's kind of some like initiation. If you go into a French family, like, yes, eat the garlic. And I know that he hates garlic. And they make you eat a lot of it, some families. It's kind of like to prove how much you can take. That's Nero and Satisfy on BBC Radio 1. Oh, come on, it's Wednesday, it's time, isn't it? You ready? Yes? Ready, everyone? You love the tease. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Yes? Yes! It's Wednesday, it's Bumbleo! Whoa, Dell driving in Kent, straight on. Chloe in Kent about to go to a job interview. Nathan in North Wales, Bumbleoing his absolute barnet off on the way to work. Bumbleo in the tractor in Shropshire, it's James. Today, Bumbleoing in a beautiful four-bed Victorian townhouse. Jack, the estate agent in York. Gary in Maidstone. Brett in mighty Portsmouth. Bumbleoing in the sunshine. He needs this. Nearly Friday. Halfway there, everyone. Joe in Aberdeen, bumbleoing while eating a cottage pie. Bumbleo. Why does it feel like we're cheating on Chris, says Dean in Lancaster. It's fine, I'm fine solo. Harry in Bournemouth. G'day. Abby in London, bumbleoing in Regent's Park where it's sunny. Bumbleoing myself stupid in the kitchen in pool is Big Fergie. Bumbleoing like a madman in his van is Chris in Rotherham. Let us know where you're doing it today. We are halfway through, everybody. Downhill to Friday. Bumbleo, Bumbleo. God, there's lows today. Adam, bumbleoing a track in the centre of Birmingham. Bumbleo, Jamie, about to board a plane to Heathrow. At Heathrow. Clappy bit, clappy bit, clappy blip. 40 of those. Dan in Paynton and Mark at work in Chesterfield. Sarah in Madrid, bumbleoing around the office, being stared at. They don't know what's going on. Katie in Bristol. Leah in Pinner. Claire, the estate agent from Norwich. Missing her usual Wednesday Mexican meal out as her friend has a new dog and can't make it. And Gaz in Kent, there he is! Didn't think he was going to turn up today. As did I see. Amazing! The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Jamie Redmayne.
Hello, Scott.
I spoke to you on the show yesterday. What were you hoping to find out?
I was hoping to find out that I was, in fact, related to Eddie Redmayne.
The winner of an Oscar.
The winner of an Oscar.
And before he won the Oscar, how long had you heard of Eddie before that?
8 hours.
Yeah, so you've not really heard of him. But now suddenly he's won an Oscar. Everyone's talking about him. And you want to find out if you're related to him because your name is also Redmayne.
That is correct.
How hopeful are you of finding out that he is a relation?
Since yesterday, since you've been in touch, my expectation has gone up greatly. I think now that I probably have a very, very good chance. Because how many Redmaynes could there be?
True. Well, funny you should say that. Since I spoke to you yesterday, I've heard from Alex Redmayne, Dave Redmayne, Jack Redmayne, Becky Redmayne, Giles Redmayne, Redmayne Dentists, Katie Redmayne, Lara Redmayne, Tom Redmayne, Daniel Redmayne, Annabelle Redmayne, Rex Redmayne, Ben Redmayne, Susanna Redmayne, and Tim Redmayne. And that's just going through only a few of them. Beth's on the line. Beth, what's your surname?
Redmayne.
Yay! What's your story?
I'm not really that fussed about being related to Eddie Redmayne.
Jamie really is, though, aren't you, Jamie?
Like brothers.
So obviously, Beth, there must be a lot of Redmaynes in your family.
Yeah, I've got my two brothers and my dad and my granddad. And my brother actually does look a lot like Eddie Redmayne. He actually gets that quite a lot. Oh. He pulls off the cousin link quite well.
So how many Redmaynes are there altogether in your family?
Five.
Right. So there's another five, Jamie.
Yeah, there's five in my family.
So what Jamie said is completely useless then. Oh, there can't be that many Redmaynes and he's already got five in his own family.
Jamie, you said yesterday there could only possibly be six.
Yeah, outside of my immediate family.
Dozens and dozens of people have been in touch.
They're not real Redmaynes.
Well, what's their surname?
Is it, you are, if you've got a Y, M-A-Y-N-E, that's a real Redmayne.
I've got a Y in my name, so I'm a real one.
Oh, this really is turning into Who Do You Think You Are, isn't it?
It actually is. It's a bit of Jeremy Kyle as well.
Yeah. This is what happens when I let you lot just run the show. I've got to tell you, Jamie, there's so many Redmaynes out there that have been in touch that I think your chances of, I don't know, maybe going to your brother's holiday home quite soon, Eddie, are quite slim.
There is still a very, very slim chance, though. We live in hope.
Well, funny you should say that. Here's Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What do you know?
Well, I was doing some research after the conversation with Jamie on the radio yesterday.
To bring him closer to Eddie.
Hopefully, yes.
Right, what have you got?
I looked upon a couple of websites with regards to Eddie and found about his great-grandfather, Sir Richard Redmayne.
So where's Sir Richard from?
Sir Richard is Eddie's great-great-grandfather.
OK, and what area is he from, do you know?
County Durham.
That's not that far, is it?
No, you can get a bus there.
So we're getting closer.
This is amazing.
Just saying, this is the bit in Who Do You Think You Are where you should probably start crying.
I can't cry on air.
All right, but if you were going to, this would be the bit where you would do it on the show. Yeah, that sounds a bit like crying. Oh, it's okay. Do you want me to give you a Davina McCall hug?
Yes, please.
There we are. That's better, isn't it? So, Karen, where are we with this family tree now and what possible relation could Eddie be to Jamie?
Probably a distant cousin.
Is there something about the great-grandfather working with someone to do with Kate Middleton?
Yes, it's her grandfather, I think it was.
Whoa.
So I'm a royal Redmayne.
This gets better, doesn't it? Right, Jamie, I know it's going to be something a little bit rubbish, like fourth cousin three times removed or something, right?
Yeah.
But I'm getting quite excited about the fact that it might still be a relation.
Me too.
Doesn't matter how distant.
No.
He might let you go round to his house and touch his Oscar.
Yep, I'd love to touch his Oscar.
I know you would. Oh, hang on, Beth Redmayne wants to speak. Yes, Beth?
Can I be involved in this as well, please, Scott?
I'm you want to be involved now as well, do you?
I absolutely do.
It's very strange. As soon as people become like multimillionaires and massive Hollywood stars, everyone seems to want to know. Isn't that right, Jamie?
That is correct.
I actually think this is great that Karen's got involved with a bit more detail. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome.
Because I think with this extra knowledge, I mean, you could be in his house, in Eddie Redmayne's house by the end of the week, Jamie.
With my hands on his Oscar.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm going to put you all in touch with each other and let's see what we can come up with. Everyone happy with that?
Yeah,
no problem.
Yes.
Yes. This isn't like Who Do You Think You Are at all. I want someone crying and, like, news of a distant relative that died in a coal mine or something. Hasn't happened.
I want Davina McCall.
I know you do. If you want me to find out if you're related to a famous, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Who do you think you are? Thanks, Jamie. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1, and good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon from the Brit Awards.
How's it going?
It's going well. We got here about an hour and a half ago and everything is all right. I've seen Sam Smith warm up. I've seen, who else was it? Royal Blood. It's, yeah, it's all good.
So you've seen these performances already?
Yes, but I'm not going to say anything about them.
Ooh. It's quite, you do feel quite special. I remember when I was down there one year and I saw the whole of Cheryl Cole's performance. You remember that one where she had to jump off and men had to save her? And I saw it in the dress rehearsal. It kind of ruined it for me a little bit because then I knew it was all going to be fine on the night.
Well, I've just been spreading some bad vibes by the rival radio station next door to us.
Oh,
well,
are so they opposite? Are they, as always?
Yeah, they are. And they're sort of boasting that they've got cakes and sweets and balloons and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they do that every year.
Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Yeah, they got cakes, but less listeners. Right, so I'm going to play Royal Blood and Out of the Black. They are performing at the Brit Awards tonight. They've had an incredible year. And then we'll do some Real or No Real with you, if that's okay, from the Brits. Have you seen anyone else?
Well, so far, not really. Only people on the stage, but we've got a list of people who are going to be here. So hopefully we'll try and get Kanye West in here if we can. I don't know, it's not going to happen. Maybe it's going to happen. Ed Sheeran, we've got Taylor Swift will be here. Sam Smith, George Ezra. We'll try and get Madge if she's around. Calvin Harris, loads of people. So we don't really know what's going to happen with this show. So we'll just try our best and get whoever we can get whenever we can get them.
I remember from doing it, it's such an exciting show to be part of, isn't it?
The best. It is the most exciting, the most stressful, but to listen to it, you don't know what's going to happen next, so it's a good one.
I remember doing it before, and then literally outside of the little Radio 1 bit, there was a queue of massively famous people all waiting to be interviewed. It's like, there's not another show like it, I don't think.
No, but this is the thing, and you don't know what's going to happen, and
no.
Kanye West might just walk in and go, "Get me on the mic!"
You can't really plan it.
You don't know.
Okay, so we're expecting Rachel and Beth from Nottingham, our competition winners from Grimmy's show, to be there as well. They'll be having a lovely time, having a chicken dinner any time now.
I've seen the sort of dinner tent out the back, and that is where the competition winners will be, and all the posh sponsors and all the rest of it. And then I've seen the main arena, which looks beautiful, and Ant and Dec have been rehearsing their bits as well, and it's really exciting. It's all getting ready, and they're still sort of laying the carpet and stuff like that, so things are still being stapled to the wall and everything.
Okay, right, so we'll see more of what you get from 4 o'clock this afternoon with Greg. Literally anything can happen. Anyone can walk in who is at the Brits at any time. That's what makes it so exciting. And next we're going to play Real or No Real with Greg in his backstage area at the Brit Awards 2015.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James is at the Brit Awards live on Radio 1 from 4 this afternoon. Anyone could pop into his little area and he doesn't know what's going to happen, so it's quite exciting. And Alice is doing the red carpet stuff again, is she?
Yes, just before I spoke to you a minute ago, we were wrapping up the last few presents that I bought for Alice to give to the pop stars on the red carpet. She has no idea what the presents are, but she has to pretend that they're from her. And that's just one of the things we're going to do to mess with her and the famouses on the red carpet today.
I really enjoy what you give Alice to do every year, actually. That's good.
Well, we've got lots of new little plans for her this year. And as I said, the presents, which will be incredibly awkward to listen to.
Yes.
That'll be from 4 o'clock today.
I still, on the little trailer where Sam Smith goes, bing, just makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, we probably should do some of those technical difficulties again.
They're good.
We've got loads of stuff to do.
Okay, so everything from the Brits. Before you see it on telly tonight, listen to Greg at 4 this afternoon. Let's play Real or No Real. Me and Greg together today. True or not?
Tonight on ITV4, you can watch a reality TV show called Dappy and Ollie Locke's Big Fishing Trip.
So while the Brits are on ITV, over on ITV4, one of their sister stations, you get Ollie Locke off of Chelsea and Dappy off of N-Dubs going fishing together. This can't be real.
Isn't it normally Inspector Morse on ITV4? I thought it was that and a touch of Frost.
Yeah. But this seems to be an original show where they just go fishing together.
Dappy does love fishing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Remember he was on the front of like Trout Weekly or something?
He was.
And yeah, he was just holding a massive trout.
Actually, now you've said that, I thought this is no real. I'm now edging towards real.
But Ollie Locke's the guy from Made in Chelsea, isn't he?
Yes, but I've just thought, weren't they in the jungle together?
Oh, no, so they've made this sort of forced friendship and now they're fishing together.
Oh, no, Big Brother. It was Big Brother.
Oh, OK, Big Brother.
But, yeah, it's one of the... You know on those reality shows where you kind of make friends with people and you stay in touch after the show? That's what's happened here. I'm going to say real.
A bit like you and Alison Hammond.
Same. Real or no real?
Tim Wanacott.
That's right.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, Ollie and Dappy compete against each other in ITV4's Celebrity Fishing Challenge tonight at 8 o'clock. Right up against the Brits. We'll have a watch for you and bring you some highlights tomorrow just in case you miss the big fish off. And next.
The Czech version of the Oscars went horribly wrong this week when the man they introduced on stage as Jim Carrey turned out to be a terrible lookalike.
Awful. That's so budget.
How come no one checked that it wasn't the real one?
You'd think they would, being Czech. I would suggest that is probably no real, but, I mean, I don't know. Well, how do you get past... How do you get that many levels through? Remember that guy who ended up on BBC News?
Yes.
As a technology expert, but actually was a taxi driver or something. But
this guy has obviously rang up the promoters himself, said, "Hi, I'm Jim Carrey. Do you want me on at the Czech Film Awards?" Then he's got past all the security... And then got onto the stage, and it's only then that somebody realised that it wasn't the actual one. I don't believe this. No real.
Do you think he was wearing the mask from The Mask?
I don't know. What are you saying?
Or maybe dressed as Ace Ventura. No real.
That one is real.
Yes. So it was the Czech Academy Awards on Sunday night. Organisers could not believe their luck when Jim Carrey emailed them and volunteered to come along to the ceremony. See, I would be suspicious at that point. Sadly, it turned out to be some con man who didn't look anything like him. He actually got on stage and greeted the host of the ceremony, who tried to style it out. Up until that point, everyone thought it was Jim Carrey.
Oh, wow.
Well done, everyone. And next...
Until 1997, if your name was Michael Mouse, you could get free entry to Disneyland. They had to withdraw the offer after too many people changed their names, specially to get in.
Extreme measures to get a free ticket to that, though, right?
But some people will do anything for that ticket to Disneyland, even change their name.
Michael Mouse, though. I think this is probably real, because they thought, well, there's no one really called Michael Mouse. It's a good PR story. And then suddenly 10,000 people change their name to Michael Mouse. They start losing money. I think this is real.
It is the kind of thing that a PR company would do. I'm also saying real on this one.
That one is no real.
Boo.
Okay, here's your final one for today on Real or No Real.
Legendary chat show host Michael Parkinson was booked to appear on Who Do You Think You Are? But his episode had to be cancelled because his relatives were all too boring.
I mean, it's always the worry with a show like that, isn't it? I can imagine that you'd worry either they were too boring or someone from the 1850s murdered someone and that's forever in your family forever and it's unearthed these horrible secrets.
Yeah, and you can't go on TV. I reckon it must happen on this show, but we never get to see it. But sometimes the relatives are just too dull for TV, so I'm saying real. Greg?
But now I want to see this episode, so please, if this is real, I want them to make it just to prove how boring it all is.
What do you
real.
Think? Real?
Real.
That one's real.
Yes. Michael Parkinson says he's a massive fan of Who Do You Think You Are, actually got in touch himself to ask if he could be on, a bit like Jim Carrey did at the Czech Oscars. Sadly, their family tree researchers spent 6 weeks looking for any interesting stories from the Parkinsons, couldn't find one.
Absolutely nothing.
At the end of that round, a real or no real, it's 20 each.
An honourable draw, I'd say.
Yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow, which is Thursday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 is with Gabby Logan. Scott.